History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, happy Friday. It's the Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead, as the man said. Abe Gordon is hanging out for a Carl. Professor Abe's thesis on how the schedule may help the Falcons and the development of the most important position on the field. Stay tuned for that at 3. But next, we're coming for you, B. We're going to get you week one, because both teams are going to be in a state of transition. Talking about the Steelers and two-time Super Bowl winner Bryant McFadden, who joins us right now on the Sweet James Accident Attorney Hotline. All right, B, we coming. Where's Aaron? You going to be playing quarterback?
Yes, he will. Yeah, he'll be there ready to rock and roll week one as Atlanta visits the Steel City. And do you remember what happened the last time Atlanta played Pittsburgh week one in Pittsburgh? Do you remember?
What
you want
year
me to
was it?
Refresh your memory?
I remember Mike Vick coming back to get a tie.
Well, a couple years ago, we ran the pistol and lost to a Steelers team that didn't score any touchdowns.
Yeah, that was at Mercedes-Benz.
I know.
Yeah,
that,
oh, go ahead, B.
The last time Pittsburgh opened up against Atlanta in Pittsburgh, it was a Rashad Mendenhall walk-off touchdown run in overtime.
That's right.
I was on that team. Yeah, that think it was like 18 to 15 or something like that or whatever. Right. It was a low-scoring game in the teens, and it was a Rashad Mendenhall walk-off touchdown that led to that week one victory against Atlanta. But it should be a really, really good game. To your point, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty between both offenses, especially at the quarterback position, and by that time we will have a clear view on who the quarterback will be. And, you know, hopefully either side will be able to have the smoothness in the offense to be able to generate some nice production.
Look, B-Mac, I understand Aaron Rodgers is a veteran, but at what point does him missing various parts of this offseason and phases and programs and mini camps and whatever impact how quickly he's up to speed come the season? And is this something that potentially, if he does his veteran thing and doesn't want to be there till the start of training camp or whenever it is, that gives the Falcons just any little bit of edge of Rodgers not being the best version of himself week one?
You know, that's a great question. We know this will be a new offense. How much of this offense will be tied into what Mike McCarthy ran in Green Bay when Aaron Rodgers was there? We don't know. And I think for Aaron Rodgers, and I do believe he's going to return, right? He only knows when he's going to make it known. But I think he understands the timetable in terms of how much time he would need to be comfortable. And I'm more concerned, me personally, I'm not concerned with his comfort in the offense. I'm more concerned with his comfort with this new offensive personnel. Because even though there are a lot of guys that are there from a year ago offensively, there are a lot of new pieces also. And the rhythm and chemistry is something that happens through repetition. So, the thing for me, I got to do my research and go back to a year ago and see when did he make it known that he would be a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and seeing that timeline between the announcement once training camp started to kind of get a good understanding of, well, he came into camp last year around this time, made it known, and he looked fairly comfortable throughout training camp to be a great litmus test on what this could look like whenever he makes the decision known that he will return.
And look, not to make it all about Aaron Rodgers, but just more about what the vibe is if you're a teammate. Because as Bryant McFadden joins us, you know, we talk about Tomlin, he's not there anymore, it's Mike McCarthy. He had to deal with all the different head cases and all the different craziness from Le'Veon Bell to Juju to you name it, man, he's had to deal with it. But what about as a teammate? Do you say, hey, man, as long as he can do his job, or do you roll your eyes at some point, like, enough with this? Because it's the same stuff, ironically, that he dealt with as a teammate of Brett Favre, which now he seems to do every offseason.
I think you can get a little bit of both. You know, as long as he's ready to go when he here, that's all I care about. And you could have some guys that are rolling their eyes right now, like, man, enough is enough. Either you want to play or you don't want to play. Remember Cam Hayward a year ago, he was a little vocal about, you know, time in it. Yeah, and why he's not here. Now we haven't heard anything from any of the veteran players, but I can imagine internally some of those feelings are definitely being expressed.
Another thing, just as a follow-up, B, just because Carl and I were talking about Carl's off today, Abe Gordon is in for Carl, is in the Patriots locker room, Vrabel has the media meeting, answers one question about the Rossini thing, and then they shut it down. Now, he says he was much, much more forthcoming. As long as he's clear and clean with his teammates, with his players, do you think any of the players – you know, push back on that if they later find out, oh, wait, he was seeing this woman for 5 years? Or does it matter as long as you're winning?
I mean, I think it matters, and then also I think it doesn't matter. I think for the players, the more concerning thing with the Patriots situation, where will Vrabel head be, right, Mike, right. Abe, with everything that he is enduring? Because, you know, as an adult, when the house is not right, usually nothing else is right for men, when you don't have peace in your home. And clearly the peace is not as it once was. So where will he be, and how dialed in will he be? Because the thing about this year for the New England Patriots, this season, there's different expectations than it was a year ago. Remember last year, it was year one for Vrabel. They just had a top five selection. They had a bad year the year before when Gerard Mayo was the head coach. So anything they did positive was going to be blown out of proportion because they were so bad. Now you made it to the Super Bowl. You had a really good, successful offseason. The draft was good. Free agency was good. Now it's like we're expecting you to be in that conversation once again, and you're going to receive every opposing team's best effort because you were the Super Bowl runner-up last year. And now you deal with the head coach with a lot of turmoil off the field. So that's the most concerning thing for me with the Patriots. It's not about the players and answering the questions. It's about the head coach. Because if the head coach is not focused and dialed in, the staff won't be as focused and dialed in either.
It is Brian McFadden here on Dukes and Bell, Abe in for Carl. BMAC, last night the NFL schedule release, it's the latest example of the NFL turning a nothing burger into a massive event. And they essentially have made almost everything that they can into some sort of event. They steal headlines, effectively force the NBA to not have a playoff game last night because of it. Yeah. Is there anything on the NFL calendar that you think they actually can't turn into an event if they wanted to?
No, I don't think so. And, Abe, that's a great point. You just, you know, hit on. There was no NBA playoff game last night solely because of the NFL schedule release. And the schedule was basically leaked well before it was televised. But everyone still watched. Like, we knew who was playing who well before the televised show was up and running. But you still watch. And the NFL is just, it has dominated. Think about this. We're going to have an NFL game Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, at some point this season, right? The only right. the only days we won't have a game will be Tuesday. Think about that.
Right.
Think about that. We will have a game every day but Tuesday this upcoming season based on the Wednesday night game, then, of course, Thursday, and then, of course, you know, you have the Black Friday. And right. Now you have Thanksgiving Eve. I didn't even know Thanksgiving had an Eve. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
but
Wednesday
the
night.
The NFL has created a Thanksgiving Eve for a game. And guess what? We're going to watch. You know why we're going to watch? Because the parity is something that you cannot predict.
Right.
That's the great thing about the NFL game. When you think you know what is going to happen, you do not know. Go back to a year ago. Let's go back to getting ready for 2025. Guess who played in the Super Bowl? Seattle and New England. Who had that on their bingo card?
Right.
Nobody.
That's
Guess
the thing,
who didn't
B.
make the playoffs?
Right.
Kansas City, Baltimore. Who had that on their bingo card? Nobody. Right? So that's the parity that is associated with the NFL that makes you want to watch. And when you factor in the gambling side, the fantasy football side, I mean, they're the best in the business right now.
It's our drug, man. We cannot not have the NFL. You're right about that, man. You just mentioned Baltimore. All right, what is the new Ravens coach, Jesse Minter, going to do? I mean, are they going to – first off, how many games you think they're going to win? Are they going to avoid the turnovers? Because Harbaugh, it seems like, you know, I think it was – who was it? Who was a coach who said – oh, was it Dennis – oh, who was it? Denny Green. who said, like, after 10 years, basically, you wear it, you're welcome in any city. You know, he also said, I'm a man. No, that was Mike Gundy.
They are who we thought they are.
That's
you
our
let him off the hook.
Yeah, you let him off the hook. But the point I'm getting to, it took me five times to get there, is that, you know, eventually things sour, and now you got, like, Jackson Dart saying all these great things about Harbaugh. Oh, it's a breath of fresh air up in New York. Meanwhile, what are the Ravens going to be? Because you feel like their window, like Buffalo and the Ravens, man, you know, it's go time for these teams.
Yeah, it's go time because they have elite quarterbacks. They have MVP quarterbacks. And if you're Baltimore, the worst case scenario is you get to the playoffs. That's the worst case scenario. So meaning they better get to the playoffs this year, right? Even with a first-year head coach and Jesse Minter, when you have Lamar Jackson, mm-hmm. assuming Lamar Jackson is healthy, you're destined to get to the playoffs. You should be because he's that type of player. Not to mention adding Trey Hendrickson. You know, you look at what they did in the draft, rest of free agency. They've added some pieces to improve. You know what I mean? So there shouldn't be any exceptions when you have one of the best in the world at the quarterback position in Lamar Jackson. That has to be the goal. That's the bare minimum. They can't have another season of them missing the playoffs like we saw last year.
Hey, B, always great catching up with you, man. We'll have to make that a plan. Get up there to, you know, I know you're not a big drinker. I know you like to gamble. You take a lot of pages out of my playbook for a weekend in Pittsburgh, but we'll try to put that together, man. Hey, last question. Any interest in going down to Alabama for Florida State?
No. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm wondering myself.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know what it's going to look like. So right. Before I commit to seeing it in person, let me get a few dry runs.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Watching it on TV to see exactly what this new team is going to look like before I actually see it in person.
Right on, brother. Again, last year, never would have expected that outcome down in Tally. Hey, man, have a great weekend. Yep. Thanks, B.
Thank you.
That's our man, Bryant McFadden, guys, from CBS Sports, CBSSports.com as well. Follow him on Twitter as well. We'll come back. I'll look at the Daily Download. The Braves, they lose the battle, but they win the war. They take another series, but the bats were ice cold. And Kim, I'm watching you. Straighten up. It's coming up next. Live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.